A proposed building at Spadina Avenue and Adelaide Street could be getting even taller if a new zoning application before city officials is approved. Project developer Dev Great already has zoning approval for a 39-story mixed-use building at the southeast corner of the intersection, which most recently has been home to a parking lot and an adjacent two-story building with retail. They are now seeking to go 11 stories taller with a 50-story building on the site. The property addresses are 101-105 Spadina Avenue and 363 Adelaide Street W. The building would provide 452 units of housing and a 70-space underground municipal parking garage to be operated by Toronto Parking Authority, according to a proposal before the city's planning department. The quest to build a taller structure is in recognition of the evolving planning policy framework as well as the changing development context of the area, the proponent said. Toronto's Green Standard urges greater intensification for projects near established transit routes such as the Spadina Avenue streetcar line. Raised public park in the plan. The project would include a 1,000-square-meter stratified public park on the north side of the site. Stratified parks are public parks above parking garages or other built structures. With the exception of some minor revisions, DevGreat's new application remains consistent with the 39-story proposal approved by City Council in 2023, according to Urban Strategies Inc., writing on behalf of the developer. Since that time, Urban Strategies said the applicant has continued to advance a related application for site plan control and has taken steps to prepare the site for construction. The proposed development will revitalize an underutilized property in Toronto's vibrant King Spadina neighborhood, Urban Strategies said. Architectural plans for the project are by Turner Fleischer Architects. Going up? Is Toronto Today's look at construction projects in and around downtown Toronto? Is there a project or location you'd like us to check out? Send your request to news@torontotoday.ca.